Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on low end pressure blueprint drop stretch for jungle and old school drum and bass vibes. In this one, we're learning how to create that magical moment right before the drop, when the track feels like it's leaning forward, holding its breath, and then snapping back in with way more impact. That's the whole idea of a drop stretch. We are not just making something longer, we are designing a moment of tension that makes the return feel bigger, darker, and heavier. This is a super useful technique in jungle and old school DNB, because those styles love contrast. They love a tight groove, a short breakdown, a little bit of suspense, and then a brutal, satisfying drop. So instead of flooding the build with tons of layers, we're going to use a few smart moves: warp, automation, reverb, filter motion, and careful low-end control. Let's set the scene first. Open Ableton Live 12 and choose a tempo that fits the style. If you want classic jungle or old school energy, try around 165 BPM. If you want a more modern rolling DNB feel, go around 172 BPM. And if you want that standard club pace, 174 BPM works well too. Now keep the session simple. You do not need a huge arrangement for this lesson. Start with a breakbeat, a sub bass, a mid bass or reese, and one transition sound like a snare fill, a vocal stab, or a short FX hit. That's enough to learn the idea properly. Here's the structure we're aiming for. Think of an 8-bar phrase. Bars 1 to 4 are your main groove. Bars 5 and 6 start building tension. Bar 7 is where the stretch or freeze moment happens. Then bar 8 lands the drop. That structure gives us a clean path from movement to suspense to impact. Now, let's choose the sound that's going to stretch. The best choices are usually something with personality, but not too much low-end weight. A snare fill is perfect. A chopped break hit works great too. A vocal stab, a reese stab, or a short atmospheric hit can also work. For this style, a snare fill or break chop usually feels the most authentic. If you're stretching audio, drag the clip into arrangement view and turn warp on. Then choose the right warp mode. For drums, use beats mode. For tonal material like a stab or vocal, Complex Pro is usually a safer choice. For noisy textures or atmospheres, texture mode can sound really nice. If it's a drum sound, keep the transients sharp. You want the tail to stretch or the phrase to feel pulled, but you do not want the attack to turn mushy. That's the beginner trap. The sound starts losing punch, and suddenly the drop loses energy. So always protect the transient. If you want to fake a stretch without actually making the sample longer in a messy way, use automation instead. You can automate clip transpose slightly downward, close the filter, raise the reverb, and reduce the volume a little toward the end. That combination makes the ear feel a slowdown, even if the project tempo never changes. This is one of the most important ideas in the whole lesson. We are not just stretching sound, we are stretching perception. Next, let's shape the tension with automation. Add auto filter to your transition element, or even to the break track if that's where the buildup lives. A low pass filter is the classic move here. Start with the cutoff fairly open, then slowly close it over the last bar or two. You can also add a little resonance if you want more character, and a touch of drive if the sound needs edge. A really effective old school DNB move is to let the filter close gradually, then remove energy right before the drop. That makes the drop feel like it punches through a door that was just shut in its face. It's simple, but it works. Now let's add space. Reverb is huge for this kind of transition, but you have to use it carefully. If you just drown everything in reverb, the groove gets blurry. So instead, put reverb on the fill or send it to the reverb return, then automate it so the tail blooms only at the right moment. Try a decay time somewhere between 2 and 6 seconds, with a little pre-delay so the hit still feels defined. Keep the low end filtered out of the reverb, because you do not want muddy bass soup right before the drop. If the transition starts to cloud up the mix, use utility or EQ to keep the space focused in the mids and highs. One of the best tricks for this lesson is using space instead of sound. In other words, the stretch can be felt most when things are temporarily removed. You can cut the drums for a tiny moment, let the tail hang, and then bring everything back in. In drum and bass, that little pocket of silence can hit harder than a giant effect stack. If you want a more tape-style slowdown feel, there are a few ways to do that. One way is to automate transpose down by 1-3 semitones on the final hit. Keep it subtle. You are not trying to make the track sound cartoonish. You're trying to create that old dub plate sag feeling, like the energy is bending downward for a second. Another great option is beat repeat for a stutter or freeze moment. That works especially well on a snare fill or break chop. Set it so the moment repeats tightly, then cut it off right before the drop. That creates a really nice tension release. It's very jungle friendly, and it gives the last bar a bit of chaos without losing control. And don't forget, arrangement timing itself can create the stretch. Sometimes the most effective move is simply to stop one or two key elements for half a beat or a beat. Let the last snare tail ring out. Let the bass disappear briefly. Then bring the full groove back with confidence. Silence is a powerful tool. Now let's talk about the low end, because this is where beginners often lose the plot. If you stretch a sub-heavy sound too much, it can get muddy very fast. So keep the stretch effect mostly on mids, drums, or FX. Let the sub stay controlled and tight. On your sub track, use EQ8 to clean up any mud, then use utility to keep it centered and stable. In this style, your sub should stay mono. If the bass is wandering around in stereo, the drop will feel less focused. A little saturator can help the sub translate better on smaller speakers, but keep it light. You want weight, not distortion for its own sake. For a res or mid-bass layer, you can be a little more aggressive. Add auto filter for movement, then saturator or drum bus for grit, then EQ to shape the tone. This is where the old-school character comes from. A little controlled dirt makes the transition feel alive. Now let's build the actual 8-bar movement in plain terms. Bars 1 to 4. Full groove, the break is rolling, the bass is moving, and everything feels locked in. Bar 5, start thinning things out a little. Open or close the filter, reduce bass density slightly, maybe add a reverse crash or a quiet riser. Bar 6, pull back more, remove a few drum hits, increase reverb just a little on the fill, give the bass more space. Bar 7, this is your stretch bar. Let the final snare fill or break chop stretch out. Close the filter further. Add a tiny volume dip. Maybe use a pitch drop or stutter if it fits the vibe. This is the breath before impact. Bar 8. Drop. Bring back the kick, snare, sub, and bass cleanly. Keep the first hit simple and powerful. Do not overload the downbeat with too much effect. The first bar of the drop should feel like the room suddenly got heavier. That simplicity matters. A lot of beginners make the mistake of trying to make the drop itself too flashy. But in DNB, the first hit after the tension is strongest when it is clear, dry, and confident. Let the groove speak first, then bring atmosphere back afterward. Here's a useful coaching thought. Think moment design, not just effect design. The reason a drop stretch works is because it changes how the listener feels time for a second or two. That means one hero element is usually enough. If the fill, riser, vocal, and crash are all stretching at the same time, the moment gets blurry. Pick one leader and let it carry the emotion. You can also make the transition feel bigger by layering a tiny sub hit under the final fill. A short sine wave from operator with a quick decay and no width can add physical weight without cluttering the mix. That's a great trick if you want the drop to feel like it has more gravity. Another useful variation is a call and response fill. Instead of one long stretched sound, let a short drum hit answer a vocal stab or a chopped FX piece, then leave a tiny pocket of silence before the drop. That back and forth motion feels very jungle and it keeps the ear engaged. If you want the transition to feel even more dramatic, try a micro drop. Mute the drums for a split second, or even just an eighth note, and then slam back in. That little vacuum can make the return feel huge. It's a tiny move with a big payoff. Let's touch on common mistakes, because these are the things that usually trip people up. First, do not stretch the low end too much. If your sub or bass becomes smeared, the whole transition loses power. Second, do not drown the fill in reverb. If the tail is too big, the groove gets washed out. High pass the reverb, shorten the decay, and use it with intent. Third, do not overfill the build. If every bar is doing too much, the drop stops feeling special. Fourth, do not forget to cut or reduce the bass before the drop. Without a little gap, there is no release. And fifth, make sure your warp settings are appropriate. Drums usually want beats mode. Tonal effects usually want complex pro. Noise or atmospheres often sound best in texture mode. If you want to push this even further into darker, heavier DNB territory, use contrast. Strip the pre-drop section back more than you think you need to. Leave less percussion. Let one iconic fill do the work. Keep the first hit of the drop simple. The less crowded the lead-in, the more powerful the landing. You can also build a longer 16-bar arc if the track needs more drama, or do a double drop setup, where you pull the energy back briefly and then hit again harder. That works really well in ravey jungle and old-school inspired arrangements. For practice, here's a great exercise. Take one short snare fill or break chop and place it in the last bar before your drop. Add auto filter, reverb, and utility. Automate the filter cutoff down over one bar. Raise the reverb on the final hit. Dip the volume slightly on the last half beat. If you want, add a tiny transpose drop. Then bring the full breakbeat, sub, res, and crash back on the downbeat. Listen carefully and ask yourself, does the drop feel bigger now, and is the low end still clean? If it is, you've done it right. So the big takeaway is this. A strong drop stretch is about energy control. You are building pressure, holding it just long enough, and then releasing it into a clean, heavy drop. Use warp smartly. Stretch fills, mids, and effects instead of muddy sub. Automate filter, reverb, and volume. Leave space before the drop. Keep the low end mono and controlled, and always aim for contrast. Do that, and your jungle and old school DNB transitions will start feeling way more pressure filled, musical, and club ready.